We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right, Amelia, that's enough. So, Merry Christmas, guys. Yes, I bet you didn't expect to be hearing from us. We have got a special Christmas episode for you where we are going to be giving Amelia a big fat Christmas quiz.
Yay!
Yeah, so I hope you're having a good time. And if you need a break from your family for the next, say, 10, 15 minutes, yeah, come join us.
Grab those mince pies.
Grab the sherry.
Sit with us, do the quiz with us, and let's see what we've learned this past 4 or 5 months.
Woo! Yes, Santa, or it's Amelia's house keys. So, yeah, I've got a quiz for Amelia because this is our Christmas special episode. I even got a name for this episode before I've edited and produced it. It's going to be called Football Season's Greetings.
Oh, my God, Erin.
Thanks, Amelia. Unless I can think of something better in the next couple of days. So, yes, I've got a quiz, and I was thinking about how they have the...
I've got one. Emmy's stocking filling.
What am I filling? moving on. So I thought about the big fat quiz of the year, and I thought we could do a big fat football quiz of the year. But seeing as we haven't been into football all year, I thought it'd be a bit harsh on Amelia. So these questions are all kind of based around our previous episode. So Amelia, are you ready for the Christmas quiz?
Yes, bring it on.
Question one. This relates to episode one of the Effin' Football podcast, where I spoke a bit about an exhibition at the British Library, which was all about the history of women's football. So, question one. In what year did the FA ban women's football?
1921.
Oh my God, you knew that!
Yeah.
Can you get an extra bonus point by knowing the exact date?
September?
No.
No, I know that September the 3rd is when it finished. I remember you saying that you've only got a few
exhibition that's finished all these months ago. That's some really useful knowledge you're retaining there. So the FA banned women's football on the 5th of December in 1921. At that time, women's football was really popular, and there was a really popular ladies' football team called the Ditka Ladies. And yeah, one of their games, they brought like 50,000 fans to. It's just huge. That was played in Boxing Day in 1920. So yeah, women's football got really popular during the First World War when obviously the men were away. Have you got something to say, Amelia?
No, just happy, you know. Just happy day, 50,000 people.
Oh, it's Christmas! And I actually got one more interesting fact. So yeah, I read that in the 18th century, in Inverness in Scotland, there was a game where single women played an annual match against married women. Yeah. Though the motives behind the contest were not purely sporting, some accounts say that the games were watched by a crowd of single men who hoped to pick out a potential bride based on her footballing ability.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
There should be a TV show about this.
Basically, yeah. There's loads of dating apps.
Yeah.
Let's get loads of single women.
A football like dating app. Yeah. But obviously, you know, it's not just men who can...
Oh, no. Women can watch the men play too.
Yeah.
And then the same sexes can watch the same sexes too.
Exactly. Or people who are like gender neutral, non-binary.
Pansexual.
Yeah. Bring it on. Okay. Let's get an app developer in.
Anyone out there, please send us a message.
Tweet. Okay. So question two. This question too is based on episode 2 of our podcast, where we spoke about leagues and how they work with our special guest, Divya. So, yeah, Olivia. too many sherries.
And mince pies.
So Divya came on to talk about the Continental Cups. So relating to the Continental Cup, who won the Continental League Cup last season?
I don't know.
Have a stab in the dark if you let you know.
Who won the Continental Cup last season?
That's a push you for time, Amelia.
I know the FA Cup won. The Continental Cup. It wasn't Arsenal, was it?
No, Arsenal came second.
Who was it?
It was Man City.
Really?
Yeah, and it actually went to penalties.
I feel like I just want to talk about the Continental Cup.
Okay.
It's really hard to watch any of the games because they obviously don't...
Oh my God, it's so hard.
But there's a lot of controversy over the Continental Cup.
Oh yeah, I heard that the Chelsea manager was saying stuff like this.
Like it's a waste of... Emma Hayes.
Yeah, Emma Hayes, yeah.
Yeah, so Emma Hayes is the manager for Chelsea. But I think other managers and head coaches have also said the same. So I think that'll be quite interesting to concentrate on that in one other episode.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, so that was Manchester City. And some fun facts for you. Arsenal and Man City are the only winners since it started in 2011. Birmingham City have lost the most finals, finishing runners-up 3 times.
So hopefully this year there'll be a new Continental Cup winner.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay, I'm actually... I should support Arsenal, but I'm not going to for the Continental Cup. Am I allowed to do that?
We can do what you want.
Yeah, I don't want Man City or Arsenal to win. It'd be fun to get someone else in.
Yeah, another team. So, question 3, Amelia. Let's see if you can get this one right. In episode 3 of the podcast, we spoke about stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
So this question, what's the name of the stadium where Chelsea women play?
King's Meadow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Give me another one.
No, there's a bonus. There is a... All right, calm down. There is a bonus point for that.
Yeah.
Where is that stadium?
Kingston.
Oh, you know it. Hey,
give me another women's home game. Go on. Shout some teams.
Oh, okay. Reading.
That's 2 hours and something. 2 hours and something. Give me another one.
Tottenham.
Hyde. Yeah. Give me another one. Keep shouting them.
Bristol.
Give me another one. No, I don't know that one.
Man City.
Academy.
Great. Senate. How many minutes from the men's stadium?
6 minutes.
Woo!
Give me another one.
Oh, Liverpool.
Prenton Park. Give me another one.
Everton.
Give me another one.
Arsenal.
Meadow Park. Give me another one.
West Ham.
Rush Green. Give me another one.
I think I'm running out of Birmingham City.
Someone's a people's pension stadium.
Someone's pension. well done. I'll give you a bonus point.
I've got 5 extra bonus points for that one.
Well, no, I didn't say get a bonus point for all of them, but I'll give you a bonus point for your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Question 4. So question 4 is based on episode 4. Where we covered rivalries, our teams, Arsenal and Tottenham, and we also spoke about attend the Lioness game at Wembley. So at that Lioness game at Wembley, England versus Germany, what was the record attendance for the game, which drew in the biggest crowd for England women's international?
Emmy, do you really think I'm going to get the actual figure?
Well, you have to get within like 5,000.
Okay, well, 77,000. 440.
Yeah, that's it's 77,000. Yeah, hit the nail on the head. It was 77,768, which smashed the previous best for a Lioness home fixture, but fell slightly short of the best ever crowd for a women's match in the UK. Do you know what the biggest crowd ever for a women's match in the UK was?
One of the FA Cup finals?
No. In fact, it was the Olympic final in 2012 between United States and Japan, where just over 80,000 spectators turned up at Wembley.
What year was that?
2012.
That's really high. The Olympics? I've never watched the women play in the Olympics.
Oh, really?
Have you?
Yes. But I'm
not going to lie. I don't really follow the Olympics that much, but maybe that's why I missed it.
Yeah. Like, for me... I don't think I'm trying to think of the previous Olympics. I didn't really watch football because I was like, you can watch football anytime. It's like on most weekends. I'm like most into like all the track and field. I went and saw some hockey at the London 2012. That's really cool. And I went to see some of the Paris Olympics at the stadium.
But it would be interesting to see what a Great Britain team is made up of.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I think we've got a good chance in the next Olympics.
Which will be, do you know?
It will be Tokyo in 2020.
No, not next year.
It's next year.
Been living under a rock.
Get out of that rock, Amelia. Okay, Amelia. So the last question.
Okay.
As I said, there's a present for you. I'm trying to work out actually, how many points have you got?
4.
Let's just do all or nothing. You have to get this question right.
Okay.
Or you don't change it. Or you don't get the present. And if you don't get the present, then we can we'll put it on Twitter and we can give it to one of our followers.
Okay, yeah. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Well, so Amelia, this is your fifth and final question. Yep. Are you ready for question five?
Yes, give me question five.
Okay, so when I created this quiz, we only had four episodes, so we've run out of episodes to do questions on. So instead, take your mind back to summer, back to Nice, back to hot summer air, a beach, a bar where people tabletop dance, Wayne's Bar. Take you back to those memories. Do you remember those times?
Oh, good times, good times.
Good times in Nice. Yes, so in Nice, we went to a World Cup game, England versus Japan.
Question, got it right.
That wasn't the question. So the question actually is, what was the final score from that game?
All right. England definitely scored two goals.
Yeah.
Question is, Japan scored any goals?
Did Japan score any goals? Come and take your mind back. We're all wearing our Italian Nike
Okay,
shirts,
so we definitely scored one goal because we got celebrated and some of us were on... Emma, you was on TV.
I was on TV, yeah. I was on BBC. Yep, celebrating the first England goal.
And then we scored a second goal because, again, I remember thinking, oh, we're going to give on a game, but we didn't. I don't think, actually, yeah, Japan didn't score any, did they?
No, they did not. So, yeah, so the final score?
2-0.
Yeah, you got it. So, yeah, Amelia... because you got most of those questions right, I will give you the prize.
What's the prize?
Oh, actually,
there's no prize, is there?
There is prizes. But actually, fun fact, in that game, Ellen White scored
two goals.
Yes, she did. But do you know what it's called when a player scores two goals in football or rugby or takes two wickets in two consecutive deliveries? What is it called when a player scores two?
I don't know. I don't have a clue. I know you get hat-trick, but...
Hat-trick is free.
Golf, it's birdie or something, isn't it? I don't
know. So, in fact, two goals is called a brace.
A brace?
Yeah. Fun facts. So,
I didn't know
Amelia,
that.
I'm just going to go off and get your prize. Close your eyes.
What is it? Is she going to see Santa?
Close your eyes.
Oh.
So yeah, we're going to the Arsenal Chelsea game in January. It's gonna be pretty cold. So here you go. Yeah.
Oh my god, no way! Oh my god, that's amazing.
I have to describe the tag is still on it because I thought if Amelia didn't win the if Amelia didn't win the prize and we'd give the prize to actually one of our followers. So sorry followers.
This is amazing.
So here's your prize. It's describe to the listeners what
it's a hat. It's an Arsenal hat.
Yeah, to keep you warm.
Oh my god, it's really good. Oh my god, I actually need a new hat. Thank you so much.
So that's it for the Christmas quiz. Well done, Amelia. Looking very fetching in your Arsenal hat.
Thank you very much, Amy. I'm very happy.
Well done. I put the picture of Amelia up in her Arsenal hat and the Christmas tree up on our Instagram.
Yay!
So thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
And enjoy the rest of your holidays, guys.
Enjoy the rest of the year, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Happy New Year. And yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Okay.